ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रतिपेक्ष्यमाणानि गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वतः अहंकार विमूढात्मा तथा अहम इति मन्यते। Krishna says that all these living entities, we are all living entities, actually every one of us is spirit soul living entities. It does not matter whether I am a human being or other than human being, lower animal, birds, beasts, trees, or higher celestial beings. There are many varieties of life. 8,400,000. In the water, they are living entities of 900,000 varieties. We simply know that there are some fishes and crocodiles or sharks in the water, but Shastra, Vedic Shastra, they give definite information how many forms and varieties of life are there within the water. 900,000. How many we have seen? Our scientists, our botanists, how many they have seen? So, actually, you cannot have perfect knowledge by the experimental method. Now, if I say, I don't say that the Shastra says there are 900,000 forms of aquatics. So you cannot say no, because we have no experience. We have no experience. But from the Shastra, Vedic literature, we get this information, Padma Purana. We are not speaking unauthorizedly. The Shastras are accepted by the Acharyas, great teachers. And we get knowledge from the Shastra. I may be imperfect, but I get knowledge from the perfect soul. That is perfect. Just like a child may ask his father, hey, what is this? Because he is astonished that the sound is very loud. So, the child may not know, inquire from the father. Father, what is this? The father says, my dear child, this is microphone. And when you speak through this machine, your sound becomes loud. So the child takes the knowledge from the father. And if he repeats or he understands, finally, my father has said, it is perfectly right. When his knowledge is perfect, the child may be imperfect, but because he receives the knowledge from the authority, father, his knowledge is perfect. So our Vedic process is like that. We do not make any research. It is not possible to come to the right knowledge by so-called research, because our senses are imperfect. Just like we see through the telescope, and we come under certain conclusion. But the fact is that I am the same person seeing through the telescope, And telescope is also manufactured by me or by you. So machine is imperfect, and my seeing power is also imperfect, then how you can have perfect knowledge? The machine is created by a person who has got imperfect knowledge. And the seer is also a person, he is also imperfect. The imperfect person is seeing through the imperfect machine, then how can come through perfect knowledge? This is not possible. Therefore, the method is according to the Vedic knowledge, that if you want perfect knowledge, then you should approach the perfect person. Tadvijnanatam sa guru meva abhigacchet. This is the basic insight. If you want perfect knowledge, then you must approach a perfect person, guru. Now, at the present moment there are so many gurus. How will you understand he is perfect? That is also another problem. That perfection is, that I have already explained, that the child who has heard from his father that this is microphone, and if he speaks that this is microphone, then his knowledge is perfect. The child is not perfect. But because he has heard from the perfect authority what he is speaking, although his child, that is perfect. Similarly, this guru means who has heard from the perfect person. That his knowledge is perfect, because he has heard. This is called parampara system or disciple success. In this Bhagavad Gita, we find in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, even parampara prasam, imam rādarśayo vibhu. Parampara. Krishna is the original person, perfect. And he says, imam vivasate yuvam prattavān aham abhayam vivasyān mana viprāhu manu ikhākare dravī evam parampara prāptam imam rādarśayo vibhu. Sakalina yuvanasya parantapa. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. He finds this statement in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that this perfect knowledge of yuga system, as I am explaining in the, now it is not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the generally, in this Western world, they say, Song of God. So, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. So he says that this is not a new literature. Millions of years ago, I spoke about this yoga system, imam vivasati yoga, praktamān. Praktamān means I said, om vivasyān. Vivasyān is the name of the sun god, or the president of the sun planet. Just like here, in this planet, we have got presidents in each country. So, now there are so many presidents. Formerly, even on this planet, there was one president. They are trying to be united. The United Nations Organization, they want to unite. For the last 20 years, the United Nations are trying to unite. But the result is we are disunited. In Islam, making one flag the flags are increasing every year. This is Pakistan, this is Hindustan, this is this, this is that. They are not united. How they can be united? They cannot be united because Pratityakshiramanani Gunayinkarmanani Sarva. Everyone is under the control of the material nature. Full control. So long we are in the material world, controlled by the external material energy, there is no possibility of unity. There is not possible. Because Pratiti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarva. In Pratiti, material nature, there are three different qualities. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. All the varieties of life, they are under the control of the material nature. And therefore you see varieties of life. Varieties. There are three qualities. You multiply 3 into 3, it becomes 9. And if you multiply 9 into 9, you become, you see, 81. So therefore, all these varieties of life, they are being controlled. Because not control, he accepts to be controlled. Prakriti does not want, nature does not want to control. It says, foolish force. Foolish force is not meant for controlling you. But when you accept to be controlled by police, when you become a criminal, then police force controls. Not that police force is made by the government unnecessary to control. No. He is to help you. The government has arrested police man in every crossing. They are wandering on the street. They are meant for helping you. They are not meant for controlling you. But when you agree to be controlled by the police, then you Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani. Then you become under the police control. If you become criminal, and what is that criminality? The criminality is that Krishna Bhuriya Jiru Bhagavan. Krishna is the original Indian God. When I see Krishna, it means God. God has got many names according to different religious systems. But the real name is Krishna. And you will be glad to understand that this Krishna, it is a Greek word, and it is the perverted pronunciation of Krishna. This Greek word, the meaning of Krishna in Sanskrit dictionary and the Greek dictionary all is the same about this word. And from this Krishna, the word has got Christ or Christ. So, in Christian world, the God's name is there. This is the Christ, or this is the Son of Krishna, or Krishna. So, Lord Jesus Christ said, "My Lord, hallowed be thy name." He wants to glorify the name of the Lord. And some people say that there is no name of God. How? If Lord Vishastra says, hallowed be thy name. There must be name. The name is there. But he did not pronounce it because the people at that time did not be able to understand. Or maybe some reason. But he says there is name. So we are this maker, making this propaganda, Krishna consciousness, homeland. Hello, divine name. My Lord, Krishna, the personality of God. Let your holy name be glorified. This is our moment. It is not a sectarian, it is a very scientific moment. Scientific moment, because at the present moment, we are all godless, forgotten. What is God and what to speak of His name. They do not believe in God and what to speak of His name, fame, His place, His activities, His form, His quality. How we can know? There is no educational system about the science of God. This movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is teaching the science of God. And if you accept the name of the God, name of God, Krishna, this is also a form, another system also, then you will be able to associate with God immediately. Because God is absolute. Absolute means there is no difference. It's like in the relative world. This is relative world. Material world means relative world. Relative world means the sun. As soon as I say the sun, there must be a power. As soon as I say a friend, there must be another man, breath. As soon as I say water, there must be something as water. But in the absolute world, the name water and the water is the same. This is called absolute. No different separation. So in the kingdom of God, the God is God and His Son is also God. Everything, there is no difference between the name and the substance. Here in this material world, the name and the substance differ. Just like if I am thirsty, I want water. So the water must come. If I simply chant, water, 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 that is not good. Because it is relative. But in the transcendental world, Krishna is the name of God, and it is God. So, by chanting Hare Krishna, you are directly in contact with God. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. Directly in contact. Now, if you imitate that these boys and girls are chanting Hare Krishna, it is a name only. So, let me chant, Mr. Krishna, let me chant John. But that chanting will not help you because you cannot chant more than 3-4 times or 10 times. But this is the proof. And this Hare Krishna, this chanting, if you ask these boys and girls, they can chant continually for 24 hours in extent. Continually. Without any stop. That is Krishna. You cannot take any other name and chant and enjoy like this. So it is practical experience. I'm touring all over the world, 3 times in a year. And because this chanting is absolute, everyone is joining. Europe, America, Africa, Canada, Japan, China, everywhere. Nobody said that this is a word from India. Why should I chant Indian name? No. It is God's name. God is neither Indian, nor American, nor otherwise, neither Christian, nor Hindu, nor Muslim. God is God. So, we are at the present moment rocking in this material world. Purusha Prakritistha. That is also mentioned in the passing chapter. It is said that Purusha Prakritistha, what is this? Purusha Prakritistha. Purusha Prakritistha Purusha Prakritistho hi bhunti pratitijana guna karanam guna sanga asya sadasa joni janma. Purusha means the enjoyer. Every one of us sitting in this hall, we have got different mentality to enjoy different dress, different mentality, different opinion, because every one of us is an individual. So this individuality is both in spiritual world and material world. But in the material world, our individuality is different on account of associating or infecting different qualities of the material nature. That's why there are different types of patients in the hospital. Why? Because each and every one of them is infected by different types of germs of disease. Here it is explained, Purusha, the living entity, Prakritistha, being in this material world. Prakriti means this material world. We do not belong to this material world. Just like a person in the prison house, he is a citizen. But when he goes into the prison house, he has got different sense, different punishment, different dress, they are also dressed differently. Similarly, we are all criminals. Criminals, what is that? Criminality. Because we have forgotten God. This is criminal. Krishna Bhuyagi Bhogavan Shapas. We find in this practical experience, suppose a boy is a very rich man's son. But still, he thinks, why shall I live under the root and deviation of my father? Let me go out, I shall enjoy life. Free. Free the one freedom. You are already rich man's son. You can enjoy the property of your very, very rich, powerful father, and what independence you enjoy, this is criminal. This is criminal. We are sons of God, part and parcel of God, and God means Almighty. So we have got Almighty Father, and living in His place, have come to this material world, to enjoy independently, that is criminal. And we are suffering, that is explained here. Prakritistha, being placed in this material world, Purusha, Kunte Prasidhidana Gunam. His enjoying, but the enjoying the quality of the Lord Samyakyan. Just like a tiger. He's also enjoying. He's thinking, I'm very strong. And God, so power, so much, jaws and bends. I can jump over any animal, immediately. He's pleased in that position. But you know, the tiger or the lion, they are so unfortunate that they do not get very cool. In spite of becoming so strong. Because Pakitidana Gunam is under the influence of the material nature. The tiger may be very powerful, but he remains always hungry. Very powerful. Because the other animals, they know that in that corner of the forest there is tiger, nobody goes. Where he can get food. Hardly, by chance, he gets one animal and jumps over it. This is called Pakitidana Gunam. He thought by becoming tiger, I shall be very much proud of enjoying. But Prakriti says, no sir, he cannot get any daily food. That is not possible. Therefore, Pakitidana Gunam, here, the so-called tiger, so-called big man, just like in America, the president, the big man, but now he's put into such a condition that is full of anxiety. At any moment he may be kicked out. This is the position. You cannot be happy either as president Nixon or Tiger or Dash and Salt or human being or Lord Brahma. That is not possible. That is not possible. He must be full of anxiety. Because this is unnatural to understand that I am this body. This is foolishness. I am not this body. I am the soul within this body. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. Dehi na sin jathadehi. Dehi. The proprietor of the board, just like you are the proprietor of your chat and coat. You are not chat and coat. You are the proprietor of the chat and coat. You are dressed with chat and coat in different colors and different states. Similarly, the living entity, it does not matter whether it is a man or animal. He is part and parcel of God. But he deserves certain dress, a certain body. So, Prakriti nature has given. So, this is going on. Purusha Prakriti Sahi. Purusha means he is not anger, but he is thinking anger. He is not anger. At any moment, his so-called enjoyment will be finished. Just like in the Western world, they are thinking that we are enjoying life. Of course, enjoying life and in his consideration. But how long shall he enjoy this life? He has got very nice car or very nice building and you're enjoying as Australian, as American. That's not life. But how long he shall remain American and Australian? That question does not come to be dull because he does not know that he is eternal. And this is temporary grace. I wanted this and Prakriti, nature has given me. But nature has not given me the right to remain as American, Australian, Indian. No. That is not possible. You want it, you enjoy this life for a certain time, and then again you create your desire. Now I am very powerful, very happy. Let me love dog, instead of God. That means you are preparing your next life as God. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that at the time of death, the mentality which you have created throughout the whole life, that will carry you to other body, God. It is very sad. Antukale is manasmara. So if you train us, you have got this facility of life, comfortable life. Do not misuse it for becoming next life God. Utilize it to become next life God. That is it. You have got advanced intelligence. But this intelligence is given to you for understanding God and your position, that by forgetting God, you are in this material world. And in this material world, you are changing one body to another. Sometimes American body, sometimes demigod body, sometimes celestial body, sometimes dog body, cat body, tiger body. This science is unknown. But this is the thought. Pratitekshiramanani, dhunahi paramanani, sarva. Ahamkara. We have got this body, that body, this body, under the direction of the prakriti material nature. So therefore, intelligence is that if I am eternal, nahannate hannamane sarire. You are not dying. Hannamane sarire. That you can experience practically. Yes. How is that? When you sleep at night, then you dream, means subtle body. So this activities of this gross body stop. You again work in the subtle body. You dream that you have gone somewhere or in the forest or somewhere. But you forget that my real body is lying in this world. You do not remember. This is practical. So I change this myself. And so I change from this gross body lying on bed in a very nice apartment, style covered building. But I have gone to the forest and in front of a big tiger that I found. In this way I am crying. The friend says, "Why you are crying? Tiger." Very sad. This is called subtle. So we are changing daily at night from this gross body to the subtle body. And again, the dream is over from the subtle body again to the gross body. Which is every one of us has got this experience. Therefore, I am the enjoyer, purusha, and changing simply both. This is the this is my purusha. So one who is intelligent, that I change body, and different body, I am eternal. So what is my eternal business? This is atata brahma vijnata. This is called inquiry of the spiritual. This is a very simple thing, that I am simply changing body. Then what is my real position? This is intent. When a man comes to this position, on this platform, he inquires, actually what I am. That is the beginning of human. Otherwise it is animal. The animal also thinks, I am dog, I am tiger, I am king. Or similarly, if I think, I am Mr. Satamsa, I am President, I am this, I am that. You are none of these things. These are all gazing nations. For the temporary. For a certain period, 10 years, 5 years, 50 years, at most 100 years, then finish. But you are eternal. So, here it is said, Purusha, I am. Purusha, I am enjoying. So, Purusha Prakriti saw so long to this material world. He bhoomte. Bhoomte means enjoy. Not enjoy that we think we are enjoying, but we are suffering. And because we cannot understand what is suffering, suffering there is, sometimes we come to understand. But we are accepting this suffering as enjoy. A man is working very hard, very hard, whole day. This is not enjoyment. You have got a car, but you are running at 70 miles speed, going to your business, and there you are earning hundreds and thousands of dollars. So you are thinking that you are enjoying, but this labor is suffering you for it. And in order to forget this suffering, then I take to wine, take to this, take to that, to forget this suffering. So actually we are suffering, but we are accepting it as enjoying. This is called illusion. So, whatever we are doing in certain type of body in this material world, that is suffering. That is not enjoying. Because why you are placed? Because I want to enjoy life like that. The Purusha Prakriti Bhumte Prakriti Jnana Guna. And this process is nothing but acceptance of the quality of materialism. And that is very practical, you can understand. In this life, we are getting, I get, say, $50,000 in a check. So I think that I've got $50,000. But what is it? Is it $50,000? It is a piece of paper. You see? This is called illusion. In this way, you study your life, you will see if you are sober, if you are actually thoughtful, you will find that this is not my life. This is not my life. But I am falsely thinking that I am enjoying life. That's not practice. Next stage is practice. Everyone, we are frustrated because we are in this material world. The Prasad Maharaj says, a great devotee, that his father asked me, my dear boy, what best thing you have learned? He said, my dear father. He did not say father. His father was first material. Say, he addressed me the best of the demons. Because anyone who is very much sensuous, very much attached to sense gratification, they are called demons. And those persons who do not indulge in sense gratification, but utilize this body or this life for God realization, Krishna realization, they are called God. There are two classes of demon and God. Those who are engaged in God consciousness, they are not God but God-like. And those who are not, because this human life is meant for this purpose, forgetting our father, forgetting our God. We are a criminal within this material world. Therefore, our only business is how to get out of the prison house and go back to home, back to God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to liberate these foolish persons who are entangled in this material world and changing one body after another. Sometimes very happy and sometimes very distressed. This is good. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Tashkadu manne surabhadra dihna. My dear father asked the best of the demons. You are asking me, so I say, I have learned this. What is that? That these people who are always full of anxiety, asat graha, because they have accepted this material world, Tathagamanyani surabhadra dhikna. Sada samudrinna dhyan asadbhra. These persons, either in human being or animal or bird, and he full of anxiety. If you bring one bar, he is free. He eats some grain. He will come to eat, but he will look like this. Nobody is coming to see me. Nobody comes to see me. Similarly, our position is same position next. He is also full of anxiety. Where I shall be before? When I shall be before? Then we take protection. Then we take. Anyone, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small ant, there is ant is going to stop it by your finger. You tell him, why are you stopping? This is the way. You see, the ant, when there is water, they carry their eggs on the head and they go on the water. They have also got the same feeling, affection, and anxiety, everything. And the human being, or the best human being in Lord Brahma, the topmost planet, whose life is millions and millions of years, he is also full of anxiety. The Prahlad Maharaj said, right, that Maya, based on the demon, so far I am love, that these living entities in different grades of love, so that's some of the beginning of all is full of anxiety. Why? Asadgraha. Because he has accepted this material form. Therefore he must be full of anxiety. Then what is the remedy? Na hityata dhatam grihanga putam varanga tojad harimasa. He should give up this material, encasement, material home and material thing. He should approach the Supreme Personality of God in Vrindavan, our forest. And surrender unto me. That is the only way. So, if you want to be free of anxiety, nobody can say that I am already free of anxiety unless he is a mad. A madman will say, I am not anxious. But no sane man will say that I am free of anxiety. This is material. See, if you want to become free of anxiety, then you come to the spiritual life. That is only it. Parimasa. Accept the lotus feet of God. That is the mission of God. God comes himself. God sends his son or devotee or salmon. Then, well, religion mainly is different. That is not very important. Anyone who has preached the religious Jesus all over the world, take Lord Jesus Christ, or Krishna, or Muhammad, or Lord Buddha. Nobody has said that he will be happy in this material world. Nobody has. He continues his manufacturing of factories and will be happy. Has anybody said? No. Back to home, back to God. Then he did. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Back to home, back to God. We have to speak many things we have not known to try to understand. And prepare yourself. Next life to go, back to home, back to God. This is the business of human. All other business is simply useless waste of time. Thank you. But the spirit so is there. Just like if anyone related dies, father dies, take for instance. He's like, my father is gone. My father is gone. And why your father is gone? Your father is here, sleeping. No, no, he's gone. But did you see how he has gone? Have you got the eyes? How he has gone? But you don't see. You all have saw this material body, flesh. So, as the spirit soul is not flesh. But you can understand that spirit soul has gone. So in our present experience, we receive this flesh or mental concoction. But spiritual understanding is different. That you have to do when you are spiritual. Therefore, we say, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namavi Prayam Indriyayu. Indriya means senses. You cannot understand God by your present senses. Or Godly, Kingdom of God. Sevarmoti hi jivhavo. But if you engage your service beginning with the tongue, then God reveals means He reveals His inner, His Himself, that these boys are after God. It is not that I have shown Him God, but they realize it, understand it. Otherwise, they are not so cool, they will waste time. They understand it. But it is not a subject matter to be seen like this. Neither you have got the eyes to see, neither God or His kingdom is visible in that way. It is to be realized. Revelation, that is called a revelation. But if you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, everything will be revealed to you. This is the problem.
The question is about the past or the future.
That is spiritual consciousness. Yes. Just like Krishna said, I know past, present and future. Similarly, when you also become pure, purified in Krishna consciousness, you will also know past, present and future.
Moses.
They are representative of God. That's fine. That can be explained. Just like there is Atlantic Ocean, a Pacific Ocean, and you are a drop of it. Therefore, the quality is the same, a drop of Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, and the ocean, if you test the drop, a small drop, it is salty, you can understand that the ocean is also salty. But the contents of salt, that is very small, and the contents of salt in the ocean are very big, that you cannot imagine. It is like that. God is like you and me, a person. But He is Pacific Ocean, you are wrong. Yes. What is your question, please? Yes. doctrine.
You want to know what the doctrine of Krishna consciousness is?
Krishna consciousness means that you are part and parcel of Krishna or not. You being separated, I am already spent. You are suffering in this material world. So you back your father. Go back to your father and be happy. If you love God, and because we are missing God, we are loving this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, and frustration. That very love, which is reserved for God, we are applying in this material world. I love my country, I love my society, I love my family, I love my dog, I love. I love. But I am meeting whom to love. That is the point. I am placing my love in so many things and I become attracted. So when we understand the love is meant for God, that is our purpose. And if you love God, then you love everyone. That is perfect love. Without loving God, just like you are the son of your father. So, when you love your father, naturally you love your brothers. Because you know my father will be pleased. So this is love. That universal love can be possible when you actually love God. Some are salvation duties. In material platform, that is not possible. But a devotee, a pure lover of God, he loves everyone. It's like we are. Because we have tried to love God, therefore we are wandering, touring all over the world. And the same message, please try to love God. There are no other message. Because we have understood to some extent that without love of God, they are suffering. So they will be happy when they begin to love God. This is how it is.
The question was, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Krishna that is,
he says that Krishna did not want to come to the material world, but he did.
Krishna did not
want to come. Why are we here? Yes, he forced Krishna to allow you to come. Just like sometimes a child forces his father. Father says, my dear son, do not do this, do not do this. But he insists, no, I must. All right, you go, at your least. That's all. And you suffer? What can be done? Because you are God, because you are son of God, God has got independence, full independence, almighty. Therefore, you have acquired the quality of your father. You have a little independence. The God does not interfere with your little independence. If you perceive that I must go and enjoy independently, so God says, all right, you can go. This is it. You have to take samsara. That is a fact. But when you perceive God's samsara, and you come and enjoy, beginning from Lord Brahma, down to the worms in the stool, gradually, according to your work, according to your desire, manifest your divine type of body. and enjoy and suffer. That's all. That is explained. Prakritistho hi bhunti prakritidhan gunam. Reaction is entanglement. Different types of punishment. Not enjoyment, but punishment. In this way, being punished in different types of life, when you come to the sense, that sense can come in human form of life. So when you understand that I have traveled through, transmigrated from many species of life. But every line I can see, not that I have forgotten. Even if I have forgotten, I can see the suffering of the cats, dogs, tiger, man, bulldog, everyone. So I had all this life in the past, evolutionary process I have come to this human. So I suffered all these things. So when the question comes, why shall I suffer? Then the inquiry. This is called Vedanta Sutta, Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. The inquiry of God begins. That is human life. Yes.
Lord Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita that when there is a decline in true religion,
yes,
when evil increases in the world,
yes,
that he manifests himself in the body, in the human body, and comes to earth to rescue the human beings from their own delusions.
Yes.
Now, these conditions exist today. Is it here in the human form, or is it still to come?
Yes, Lord has already come.
In what form?
In the form of me, Hare Krishna.
Now, he said he manifests in a human form.
God has human form and God is everything. So, if he comes in the form of sound, where is your objection? That God is everything. He can come as a human being or he can come in the form of sound. Because what is this human being? You are seeing a human being, this flesh, that is combination of matter. Combination of matter, earth, water, fire, air, ether, this is combination. What you are seeing, your eyes are also combination. But the sound is ether. So, if you accept earth as the form, what is your objection to accept ether? Because they are all material.
There are two objections. One is that he says, I manifest in a human body, that's what we have here.
So,
and also,
that requires little intelligence, that anyone who is preaching the holy name of God is also God. Anyone who preaches the glories of God, he is also God.
Are you God?
I am servant of God.
But you have been preaching the holy name of God?
Yes, that is my business.
But then by your own words you are God.
But that does not mean that I am God, but I am equal to him. Or at least you should see like it. That is explained. A guru, that is explained. Sakshad haritena samastha shastrai rupta tathabhav tateva sadhi kintu prabhoja priyaiva tasya Bandhi, Gurasri, Chadanarayanam. Guru's position is like this. What is that? Sakshad Hari is God. Sakshad Hari. How is Hari? God. The samastha shastrai in all living scriptures is explained. That Guru, the servant of God, the son of God, the teacher, is God. Sakshadharitena samastha shastrai yukta, it is said. Tatha bhavata eva sadhi. Those who are intelligent, they accept that. Then next slide, kintu. Why he is God? Kintu prabhoja priya eva rasa. He is God because he is very, very dear to God. That is the absolute word. God and a person very dear to God, he is also. But he does not think that he is God. He knows that he is standing for God. It requires spiritual intelligence, the absolute. How the servant of God and God is the same. Yes.
You want to know about the Hidden Holy Bible?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? It is holy, God's message, I can not do it. The thing is that if you want to become a drunkard, you mix with the people who drink. Then you drink little, 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 then you become a big drunkard. Similarly, if you have got little sense that I shall understand what is wrong, this is very much quality. If anyone only wants sincere that I will understand what is wrong, then your drinking business begins immediately. Then, if you continue, then as a drunkard becomes big drunkard, you become a big devotee. The beginning is that you must be a little anxious that how I can understand God. This is the point. Just. And if you are serious, then God is within you. He will give you intelligence. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Tisham satadhiptanam bhajatam kriti bhubhagam buddhi yogam vadami tam. When God sees that you are sincere, He is within you. He will declare, He do like this, He do like this, and He will make advance. The animal did not understand me. Because he is animal, he is thinking like that. Everyone thinks others like him. That is the nature. Atavat mannati jagat. There is a story. Here is that one gentleman, he was hard of hearing. Hard of hearing. So he is calling his wife. Mrs. Such and Such, Mr. Such. She can hear, yes, I am coming. But he is hard of hearing. He is thinking that my wife is hard of hearing. She replies, yes, I am coming. But this rascal is hard of hearing. He is thinking my wife is hard. That is my wife's fault. She is hard of hearing. He cannot hear. And he is thinking that my wife is hard of hearing. This is the example. A man thinks others like himself. Yes, God is personal, like you and me. You can go and talk with Him, be qualified for that person. Nitya Nitya, this is basic Indian term. Nitya Nitya Nam. Chetana, Chetana, Nam. God is eternal among all other eternal. We are all eternal. And body is the seed eternal. Nitya nitya. Chetana chetanala. We are also cognizant. And God is also cognizant. The difference is that I am cognizant is a limited space. And God is cognizant throughout the whole universe. But He is also cognizant. He is also a person. I am also a person. And what is the difference? Eva bhunam yabhidhati kamar. That one maintains all these innumerable beings. Therefore, in the Bible, you go and ask Lord, give us our daily bread. He is maintaining. That is the difference between God and us. We are maintained, and God is maintained now. We are predominated, and God is the predominator. That is different. Otherwise, He is a person, we are a person. He is eternal, we are eternal. He is cognizant, we are cognizant. And all the desires and propensities, what God has got, we are not about. God has got this propensity to love Radharani. So we have got also the same propensity to love another young girl or young boy. The originality is there. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Janmaka Sujataha. God means from whom everything has come. So, if there is a question of love, the propensity, a man loving a woman loving a man, that is in God. It must be there. Otherwise, where from it has come? But that is pure. And here it is impure. On account of this material quantum. The thing is there. But it is contaminated. Therefore, you feel frustration. So, intelligence is the voice that has remained in this contaminated position as a go to the pure platform. There is God.
Why have no one seen Krishna's universe before Shri Krishna Arjuna? I have no one seen Bhagavad Gita, there's no one seen. Krishna says that I have no one before you have seen my universal form. Why is that so?
You become like Arjuna, you see. First of all, you become like Arjuna, friend of Krishna, then you see. Do you think you are as good as your moon? Krishna says, Arjuna, everything. That I am respecting to you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. And you are very great devotee. Bhaktosi, Priyosi, Rahastam Yekad Uttamam. I am switching to the Bhagavad Gita because you are qualified. What is your qualification? Because you are my devotee and very intimate friend. So you become also intimate friend and devotee. You will understand everything. That is our request. If Arjuna could become a friend and devotee, you can also become. Why are you losing this opportunity? That is our problem. He also becomes a friend, a devotee, and be happy, and see Krishna as he is. That is your problem. It is not limited to Arjuna. It is meant for everyone. When Krishna says, Sagadhanman Puritajumami Kanu Saranam Bhagavan, he does not say only to Arjuna. He is simply symbolic, representative. He says everyone. Let us take this opportunity and become like what this. That is what Krishna would like.
I think now we can start. Please join.